What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you don't know what a blue zone is, it's one of those parts of the world where people apparently live to a great old age. You may have seen the Netflix documentary on it, or be aware of the endless references to the Mediterranean diet. But what if it was all nonsense? Saul Newman from the Centre for Longitudinal Studies at University College London set out to establish the facts about exactly how many old people actually live in these areas. Afternoon, Saul.
Good afternoon.
Are there official blue zones, as in a number of them you can count through and see and check birth certificates and all that kind of thing?
I mean, official, not really. These don't really correspond to any sort of geographic regions in the strict sense. Some of them are roughly there, but, not really. These are just a marketing exercise, effectively.
Yes. And who's doing that marketing?
The three-time winner of the Pegasus Award, Dr. Oz, is now the owner of Blue Zones LLC, and he is selling them as certificates across the world for $3 to $40 million a piece.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So how many blue zones did you look at?
I looked at all of them. One of them was easy to discount. So Singapore is the most recent. And the claim of the blue zones is that people survive to age 100 at a remarkable rate. Well, Singapore didn't have birth certificates 100 years ago. So that was easy to throw right under the bus. But I looked at all the others, and most centenarians in the blue zones were missing or dead when the study was conducted. Later studies discovered that at least 17 to 82% of the centenarians in the blue zones were effectively missing, dead, or clerical errors.
Right. Okay. And was there a degree, would there have been a degree of fraud in that then?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I think the Greek case was exceptional in this regard. The Greek minister responsible for handing out pensions estimated that 2% of the entire population, one out of every 50 people in Greece, was committing pension fraud. And he's the guy who hands out pensions, right? So if he's saying it, you know that it's a massive problem. Mm. And so by my estimate, 72% of Greek centenarians were collecting the pension from the graveyard.
And were there people who perhaps were claiming to be older than they actually were, or didn't know how old they actually were?
Yes, I think this is actually quite routine. You know, the past is a very strange place, and a lot of people over the age of 100 were born into a world where literacy rates were a tenth of what they are now. Numeracy rates were the same. And, you know, even the best intentioned person can have a case where clerical error has occurred, they have not known, or they've lost track. And, you know, added to this is a huge layer of fraud and error that has accumulated over the past 100, 110 years. The best indicator of this is that in America, 98% of the general population has a birth certificate, but out of the 504 110-year-olds in America, only 7 have a birth certificate. Out of 504.
Yeah. Now, one of the places you looked at was Okinawa, which is apparently a blue zone, but there are no records in Okinawa.
Yeah, I mean, the best predictor of where the centenarians are in Okinawa is where the Americans bombed the halls of records. Right. And if you think about it, the GIs come in, they replace Japanese records based on how old people say they are, but they don't speak Japanese. They use a different calendar and they get it wrong. And Okinawa is really kind of hilarious because the Japanese government keep amazing records, and they also keep records of all of these sort of lifestyle claims that go along with this stuff to explain why centenarians pop up. And it's as if you gave... There are 9 claims, and it's as if you gave the captain of the Titanic 9 attempts and he's hit the iceberg every time, right? Because the claim was that they eat a lot of sweet potatoes. Well, they are the least sweet potato-eating province of Japan. Out of 47 prefectures, they're dead last. The same with vegetable intake, dead last. The same with religiosity. They say that, oh, these people are highly religious. No, they're 93% atheist. They're the least religious people in Japan. And every single claim is contradicted by the government of Japan in huge studies that the people have never cited or read.
Yeah, and they're also extremely heavy drinkers, as I understand it, in Okinawa as well.
Yeah. I mean, this one is particularly absurd because the recommendation is that you drink moderately, but the moderately is twice the NHS heavy drinking guideline, right? And that's not good for your health. I hate to break it to you, but drinking every day is just a recipe for alcoholism. So I don't know how someone has been making this health recommendation in public for so long and nobody's reached for their lawyer because it's hugely harmful.
In the UK, where are there the most centenarians?
In Tower Hamlets. So for the uninitiated, Tower Hamlets is sort of Stepney Isle of Dogs neck of the woods. And it is the single worst place, according to the English government, to be an old person. They have the single fewest number of 90-year-olds in the country, but somehow they produce more 105-year-olds than all the rich parts of England put together, according to these studies.
Mm.
Now, no one except me seems to think that there was anything wrong with that. But I hate to break it to you. It's probably not the most ideal lifestyle and it's probably got a lot to do with bad record keeping, the place being left behind by the government and pension fraud.
Did you find any correspondences at all between blue zones and a generally good level of health using other metrics?
No. I mean, even this is extraordinary. If you have more 90-year-olds, you have fewer 105-year-olds. So there's no indication that any of this is remotely true. And it just seems to be a marketing exercise where they've taken places that are far away, exotic, distant lands that we idealize, culturally appropriated a few random things and sold the cookbook.
Mm. So the Mediterranean diet then is it nonsense?
Think about it this way. The Mediterranean diet was based off the observation that there are lots of centenarians in Sicily and southern Italy, where the mafia are.
Mm.
Not the north of Italy, where people live the longest on average, but in the south. And when they established this diet, they excluded France because it did not fit the narrative. So I think the message is not the Mediterranean diet is bad for you, it's just that it doesn't correspond to what happens in the Mediterranean. And if you want to think about that, imagine just trying to draw the Venn diagram of what people eat in the Mediterranean, because you've got France and Morocco. You've got Lebanon and Spain. What are the connecting factors for those countries and those cultures? There's nothing. And it's even more remarkable because the first blue zone was Sardinia. And there is a food that's unique to Sardinia, and it's cheese infested with live maggots. And that is eaten nowhere else in the world. So why doesn't that make the cookbook? Well, because it's a bit hard to market.
Mm.
You know, much like the whole roast sheep's head from Greece. So I would take it with an immense grain of salt. And if you want to be healthy, just go for a jog. Give up the drinking, give up the smoking. There's nothing else to it. You don't need to buy anything.
Well, in terms of a correspondence in other areas yeah. where people live longer, is it basically to do with affluence?
Yes. I mean, and this boils down to the fact that rich people spend their money on things like healthcare and exercise and having a low-stress lifestyle, right? The Eurostat data that contradict the blue zones was run in 1990, well before the blue zone study, and this is run now. And it suggests that the best places to have for old age life expectancy, so for survival beyond age 85, started out in Brussels and is now in Switzerland. You know, you pick a rich, boring place, that's the place it's good to be, apparently. Mm. So, you know, there's no exotic, hearty shepherd that you need to copy here. You just...
Does that mean, though, as a generality, humans actually aren't living as long as we think we are?
No, there's a sound theoretical reason. I won't go into the math, but... there's a sound theoretical reason that you expect virtually all human age records, the remarkable ones, to be junk. And that certainly seems to be the case. I mean, I debunked the world's oldest man. He was validated. He's been accepted into the Guinness World Records. But he has no birth certificate, and he has three birthdays, one of which was forged deliberately, or seems to have been forged deliberately. And that was accepted with no skeptical pushback whatsoever. So if you're looking in the Guinness World Records, you know, I would be deeply suspicious. I mean, John Calmont, the world's oldest woman, she burned all of her personal effects the moment she started to become famous. Now, if that doesn't sort of raise an eyebrow, you're just not thinking critically.
Mm. Is there any scientific way of assessing how old somebody is?
Not right now, no. And this is part of the extraordinary outcome of this, is that if I take you to the hospital without your documents, they can't tell you how old you are. Nobody can. And so if you commit a successful identity theft or a successful case of pension fraud, those errors can be undetectable forever. And if this wasn't the case, you know, governments wouldn't be struggling with skyrocketing rates of identity theft. So, no, there's no machine that I can put you in at the hospital or anywhere else on Earth that will tell me how old you actually are.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. You did get an Ig Nobel Award for this. And increasingly, because it used to be kind of, the Ig Nobel Awards used to be kind of marketed as this is people wasting money. Clearly, this isn't what you've done here. So is it more respectable now to get one?
Yeah, I think the turnaround has been happening for a long time. And it's for making people laugh and making people think.
Mm.
Now, that's admirable. It's handed out by 6 Nobel Prize winners who are on the panel. So I'm pretty bloody happy about it, to be honest.
Okay, good for you. Well, congratulations, Saul. Saul Newman is from the Centre of Longitudinal Studies at University College London. Saul, thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. It's been a pleasure.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.